Who was this man? What was it?
Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
For Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. The intense heat we've seen out west will begin to subside a little early this week, only to possibly build back again next weekend, but I don't think it will be quite as hot as it was this week. Let's remember that our usually the hottest days of the year are still ahead of us in late July and early August. Meanwhile, a severe weather episode will move through the Great Lakes tonight and tomorrow, with a very stormy night in store for Detroit, Michigan, with frequent lightning, intense thunderstorms, and possibly some large hail. This system will move slowly eastward, affecting Syracuse, New York, with heavy rain by Monday night. Good timing, I think, as this week is Lightning Safety Awareness Week, which usually runs from June 20th to 26th. You've no doubt heard of our first tropical storm affecting the U.S. this week. That was Claudette, causing heavy rain and winds in the southeast. That system will move offshore into the Atlantic by tomorrow night. It will exit off of Halifax, Nova Scotia by Tuesday, but still some lingering thunderstorms and rain is causing some problems. No weather concerns for the East Coast by the time Claudette moves far enough offshore in the next couple of days, except for some lingering thunderstorms. For example, Chattanooga, Tennessee will see thunderstorm activity right through Tuesday. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Horse walks into a bar. The bartender says, "Fella, why the long face?"
Dad jokes. From now till 1 a.m., dad jokes. I know that's what you want. Terrible, awful dad jokes. I'm Walter M. Sterling. We're here till 1 o'clock. And that means 3 hours of joy. Every single radio station that airs Sterling on Sunday airs it live, including WGOW in Chattanooga, who just got a local weather report. Did you hear that? We gave them a local weather report. I want to talk to you about Paul Vandenberg. Paul owns and runs 1300 AM and 98.7 FM in Albany, Schenectady, New York. Now, I've never understood what that whole Schenectady thing is. I think they should just be Albany. But Sterling on Sunday has been on that station since we started as a network show. And Paul Vandenberg, get a load of this. He does the mornings there, and he owns it. Now, he owns it. He chose Sterling on Sunday to secure his investment in radio in Albany. All right, now, Paul is a serious news guy. He has a serious news credentials. He has many journalism awards, I'm sure. And he's one of the people who tortures the legislature in Albany. I have always been a little afraid of being on this radio station because it's a serious talk station. It's an adult radio station, Paul Vandenberg's radio station, Talk 1300 and 98.7 FM in Albany. I figured, well, they're in the state's capital. I'm sure he's embarrassed by lesbians in space, mocking the usual edition, mocking public radio. I figure, all right, now I run into him at a conference. I run into Paul Vandenberg, owner of 1300 AM and 98.7 FM, and I figure I should, like, kind of shy away. I figure, like, I should pretend to be very busy and not actually talk to Paul Vandenberg, the guy who owns a very serious talk station in Albany, New York. He comes running up to me, pumping my hand, saying, "You're fine. You're fine. You're not going anywhere. We love your show." And then he starts rattling off why he loves my show. Well, that's unbelievable to me because he's a serious owner. Whenever somebody who owns a radio station themselves puts my show on, that is their personal risk. Listen, you corporate types. If an individual who's fortune and family security depends on that radio station, says, I want Sterling on Sunday. I want Sterling on Sunday. You know the show generates revenue and audience, and that's what we do. Isn't that incredible? Paul Vandenberg, I can't thank you enough for putting us on Talk 1300 AM and 98.7 FM. Why haven't I cut custom promos for you? That is the question that everybody here is wondering about. Why haven't I cut custom promos? Now, coming up, we have a lot of bad dad jokes. I know you enjoy that. And our topic for tonight, because you have to have a topic. This is a talk show. As we go into the ionosphere, bouncing out across the universe, past Pluto, to some sad little remote village at a planet far away where they're picking me up on a ham radio. And they're going, what is this? What is this? This is terrible. Here's the topic. Your dad gave you advice. One or two lines of advice that has haunted you the rest of your life. Your dad told you something in a dad way. It is embedded in your chromosomes. It's embedded in your DNA. What is that one thing he told you? 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. My dad gave me a couple of stunning pieces of his advice. He owned a resort. He owned a hotel. He also owned a retail garden center. This was his view of the public. They'll steal anything. People will steal anything. He knew that whatever he put out, the odds were that it could disappear easily. It would walk, as they say at Walmart. The product is walking. That means that it's going out the store without being paid. And that was the advice my father gave me. Remember, they'll steal anything. People will steal anything. That was what my Jersey dad said. People will steal anything. What'd your dad tell you? Because whenever I see these wacky social media posts, like on Facebook, where they show a photo of your father, a sacred photo in sepia, and he's wearing his Korean army uniform or his Afghanistan army uniform, and he's looking all loving and sweet, I want to know what he's saying right before that photo and right after that photo. He isn't saying, hey, thanks for taking my picture. No, no dad says that in an army uniform. They never say that. They say other things, like where's the beer? 888-688-WALT. That's my phone number, and I want to talk to you. Father's Day. What did your father always say? What was his little piece of advice? Mine was, they'll steal anything. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. I'm going to tell you how you buy my guppies later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I found a product that works on a tough situation. I have arthritis in my thumbs. I don't know why it decided to find my thumbs to visit and rest, but there it is. What that means is that when I use my computer, when I use my laptop, it can be painful. And I was tired of it. I found this product. It's called Flexmore, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. Flexmore. It's a medicine made specifically for joint pain from arthritis. It is made by a company called Hylands. Hylands makes a wide array of homeopathic products, all natural ingredients that work with anything else you might be taking. This is specifically about arthritis. I take this medication. They have a morning formula in a cheery red bottle, and they have an afternoon formula for nighttime in a blue bottle. Morning and afternoon, just like mother's milk, formulated for different times of the day. The best thing about this bottle of Flexmore medicine is that it's made for people who have a little trouble opening bottles. It isn't one of those hard things. And then, you know what? To me, the blessing, there's no cotton in there, which means I can open it up, take out the pills, and it's done. What's the name of that again? It's called Flexmore. It's from a company called Hylands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. Go to their website, Hylands.com, Hylands.com. Learn about this incredible natural product, homeopathic medicine that works with any prescription medicine you may have. You don't have to stop using anything else. It doesn't conflict with it. It's not like a bad Hollywood script. Flexmore Medicine from Hylands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Hylands.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Harry's Razors. Harry's Razors is going to take the shaving experience for you to a whole different level, as it did for me. It takes shaving into the fourth dimension. Harry's blades are so unique. They're made in their own factory. It's not something they farm out. They make it in their own Harry's factory. What I was amazed at is that for me, it did not nick. It did not pull. It was the smoothest razor I have ever experienced. But then for me, again, what I find the best part of the Harry's razor experience is Harry's shaving cream. It goes on as a gel. It turns into a cream. It has the most remarkable scent and aroma. It's like, wow, this is what it was meant to be. Smooth, smooth razors, incredible shaving cream, and an ergonomic handle designed to not slip in the shower. Please go to Harry's.com and get the information. They have a special deal there just for you. Harry's.com.
Sterling on Sunday. Pay no attention to the noises in the background.
What do you do if you're attacked by a group of clowns?
What do you do?
Go for the juggler.
Dad jokes. Dad jokes all night on Sterling on Sunday. Your number is 888-688-WALT. I can't believe it. Jim from Kansas City, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Thanks for taking my call, Walter. I like your show.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, you're welcome. Okay, get right to it. Well, my dad said, until you have an abundance of money and time to devote to the children, don't have any kids. And that has turned out to be gold, platinum.
How many kids do you have?
One.
How's your child doing?
I'm not going to jinx it. I don't want to talk about it. But
that's fine.
All I'm going to say is that advice turned out to be gold. Solid gold.
Did you do what he said?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It is working so good.
Have you taken your child to Disney World?
No. Where did we take Six Flags a couple of times?
Do you find that the roller coasters at Six Flags are terrifying?
No.
No?
He was too small to go on the big coasters at that time. We just went on, like, the teacups, and I think the flume was kind of the most courageous thing he could go on.
But, I mean, you. Do you find the roller coasters at Six Flags to be terrifying?
Yeah,
me too. Yes.
just looking at him from a distance is like, makes my heart
doing that. Yeah, I'm not doing that. Are you crazy? No way in hell. Jim, I'm very grateful that you listened to the show. Now you're in Kansas City. Where do you get your ribs?
If I can get it, I like to listen through KMOX
KMBZ. But the question, Jim, is where do you get your ribs to eat?
Oh, ribs? Oh,
yes.
McGonagall's.
Say it again?
McGonagall's.
McGonagall's. Because what most Americans don't realize, and thank you very much for your call, what most Americans don't realize is that the best food in America is in Kansas City. And the best ribs in America are in Kansas City. Marie in Florida, Marie in Illinois, I sound
in
like
Collinsville.
An amateur.
In Collinsville, Illinois.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. This is Father's Day, and you said you wanted to hear about people's words that your father told you.
Yes,
well, my
please.
Father has been deceased since 2003, but I live by these words. It's not what you know, it's who you know.
Has that been true for you?
Yes, but let me tell you what my dad did. Okay, I graduated from college, but I just had a C-plus average, and I wanted to go to graduate school, but I couldn't go to graduate school, but I wanted to go to my father's alma mater, and he got me in there. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have the average, but he got me in there. You see what I'm saying? It's not what you know. It's who you know. And I thank him today because I was able to go to graduate school and I was able to get a better paying job once I graduated. And I just want to thank my father for that.
Marie, I absolutely agree with you. It is who you know, not what you know. You'd better know something, but you'd better know a person that'll help you get there. And I thank you for the call, Marie. Thank you very much for calling from Illinois. Jim Boulevard. Jimmy Boulevard is an Uber driver in South Florida, And I know something about South Florida that not even you might know, Jim. And this is what
okay,
I know.
Okay, what is it?
I know that flight attendants, the one place they do not want to stop is Fort Lauderdale. That the rudest people they have to deal with is in Fort Lauderdale. The Fort Lauderdale to New York City run is dreaded among flight attendants. Does that make sense to you, Jim?
I kind of agree with that because Fort Lauderdale is tremendously busy, and most people come, it seems to me, from New York, and they're very pushy. They don't want to follow the Uber app with the directions. They want to tell me how to get to Boca Raton or if they want to go to Miami, they have a better route to go. But I have to follow the app. And, you know, because the roads may have changed since the last time they've been here. And Uber tracks where I am as a safety feature. So I agree with that.
Now, that's a revelation that you have that the Uber app has a route that you're supposed to take, and you must take that route. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's a safety feature. And the other problem is if I like a passenger may want to tell me to stop at 7-Eleven or go to the bank, Uber will contact me with an emergency code that says, is everything okay? So I don't really deviate from the trip because Uber knows where the trip is. They've already pre-charged the customer. And, you know, a lot of times I tell the customer, look, I follow the app, that's it, and you can't change your route. Like, they want to change their mind. Or some parts of Florida have a northeast, like Lauderdale has a northeast 15th Street, a southeast, a northwest, and they might have put in the wrong code. But I have to follow what Uber tells me to follow, not what the customer wants to. They're not in New York anymore. They're in Florida. And they're not in a taxi. They're in an Uber. So, and that also affects the rating, which is really important to Uber, because a lot of drivers get rated. But we also rate the passengers. And one of the things they're big on is we still have to wear a mask because we have to follow like the airlines and the airports.
Where'd Jim go? He was being really interesting. Jimmy Boulevard, an Uber driver in South Florida. Imagine that life.
I'm here.
You have the best weather in the world and the worst customers in the world. Well, I hope Jimmy comes back soon. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. And tell Jimmy not to be moving around. Moving around is always bad on a cell phone. Isn't it interesting that every cell phone call ends with, hello, hello? It's such an odd thing that our technology has brought us to the point where every cell phone call ends with, hello, hello? You and I are talking about things Dad told us. Things Dad told us that stick for the rest of our lives that stick. One of the things my dad told me was they'll steal anything. He owned a resort and a garden center. You know, there was a lot of things you could just grab in the hallway and just grab in the aisle. They'll steal anything, he used to tell me. That was his big thing. The other big thing he told me was, and this is the one that was very important. He used to tell me, you can be whatever you want. Just be a lawyer. Get your law degree, and then you can be whatever you want. He imagined that a law degree solved all, that this was the great bromide to a career. If you have a law degree, you can do anything. And what's interesting about that, every lawyer, and I'm not exaggerating, I'm not exaggerating for the purpose of a talk show, every lawyer I have ever known, the second they retired, that second turned in their law license, turned it back to the state, canceled it, not a lawyer anymore. The second they could stop being a lawyer, they stopped being a lawyer. Have we heard from Jim anymore? Is Jim there? He dropped. I know. He didn't call back. That's too bad. All right. But I want to talk to you about things that your dad told you that are indelible. And my number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. The funniest thing on Facebook, you see these stoic pictures of fathers or these pastoral pictures of fathers, but never any audio. There's never an audio file with it to hear him saying, you know, shut up. You kids have to be quiet. If you want me to do this picture, you're going to have to be quiet. But those are the two things my dad told me that are indelible in my brain. He said, they'll steal anything. I'm telling you, they'll steal anything. That was his big retail philosophy. When he set up a store or a hotel, it was, they'll steal anything. And his other big thing was, be a lawyer. No matter what, you can be whatever you want. Be a lawyer. Well, you know what I did? Just to shut that up, I actually took the LSATs, the law SATs, to see if I could get into law school. And I was about, 24 when I did it. I was already out of college. I already was on my third job. And I did the math, and I'm like, if I go to law school, I won't make as much money as I would staying in this job. That was the major reason I didn't go through with it, not to mention the fact I got a 3 on my LSATs. They preferred to have a 4 or 5. I never understood that scoring system, a 3 on the LSATs. But my sister, just to show her brothers, she did get a law degree. She got a law degree. She had no passion to be a lawyer, no interest in being a lawyer, but she was the one that heard the effluence roll down the hill to her of him saying, be a lawyer. No matter what you do, you'll always be fine if you have a law degree. Well, it turns out she's never used it. I think she worked at an insurance company for about an hour when she first got her law degree, and she never has used it again. I don't even know if she kept up her license, which would be tragic if she didn't. Because to me, like, if I had a law school degree, I'd be using that license. Now, coming up tonight, we have the drive-through brew. Vilo Hul is going to sell you guppies. He's actually going to make it possible for you to own his guppies. We will have the usual edition where we mock public radio, which deserves it, and Vic Ferrari, a great New York City retired detective who will tell you a great cop story as though you were in a cop bar. Is there any other show close to this? But I want to hear from you about what your dad told you that you can't seem to rattle out of your brain. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Let me hear from your dad, Sterling, on Sunday.
You'll get no commercials.
Actually, you do, but not for a few more minutes. Back to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. And happy summer, everyone. Summer solstice begins officially at 11:32 p.m. this evening on the East Coast, with the longest day of the year as far as daylight is concerned tomorrow. Some of the heat wave seen out west will move to the northwest this week. Portland, Oregon, for example, will see 90s tomorrow, slightly cooler midweek, and then 90s again by late week, and a high near 101 next Saturday. In contrast, thanks to a cold front moving through the Midwest, we'll see some very comfortable days midweek until the heat and humidity returns by next weekend. Omaha, Nebraska, for example, home of the College World Series this week, we'll see temperatures in the 80s, very pleasant tomorrow, and then heat and thunderstorms threat build back in later in the week. On the other hand, Fairbanks, Alaska, we'll see a wet week with showers and thunderstorms persisting, with daytime highs in the low to middle 70s. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
What time is your dentist appointment? 2:30.
Stupid dad jokes all night on Sterling on Sunday. We're here from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. on the East Coast and from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the West Coast. It took me 6 or 7 months to finally get that straight in my head, but I do not want to, I don't want to disappoint anybody at KXNT in Las Vegas. Sue, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Your number is 888-688-WALT, and the question is, something your dad always said, some truism your dad insisted on repeating 1,000 times.
For me, and my dad's name was Walter also.
Sorry.
He always said, use your head. He didn't trust stupidity. He wanted you to think through the things that you were doing, not be impulsive. And he was actually a lawyer, too, and he got his law degree using the GI Bill from World War II, where he was a pilot.
Your dad was a pilot for which branch?
The Army Air Corps. There wasn't an Air Force then. That
right.
was in World War II.
Right.
Yeah.
And those guys were so brave and so smart. Just the math to be a pilot is underestimated, the math they have to know to be able to get from point A to point B, not to mention the bravery. When did your dad pass?
It was 2001.
Right. And his message...
His message was to use your head. And, you know, when he actually the thing that ended up killing him was a stroke. And so he couldn't speak afterwards. So when he was in the hospital, I made a little board for him that had all the alphabet letters, and he could point to it and spell out the words. And I remember him pointing to his head, saying to me, basically, you're using your noodle. So I gave him a tool to be able to communicate with.
Did you pray for him?
Sure, absolutely.
I believe that so much about recovery from something that traumatic and big and the ability to find a tool for your father is a very spiritual act. When you found that tool for him, when you figured out a way to make that tool, that was a great blessing you gave your father.
It was, and it was like, because, you know, when you have a stroke, you know, you can't talk, you know, he couldn't swallow. And the look in his eyes, I tell you, it was very intense, and I was glad to be able to give him a tool to communicate with. So, yeah, it was a great thing.
Sue, you were a great daughter, and he's celebrating Father's Day right now, I promise you.
Yep.
Thank you for calling Sterling on Sunday. I do appreciate it. My phone number is 888-688-WALT. What are we talking about? We're talking about things your father told you, that he told you 8 billion times, that are in your DNA. My father, being from Jersey, said, they'll steal anything. This is in regard to his retail relationship with all of his customers. They'll steal anything. That was pretty much what he'd always say. I'd ask him, you know, did you lost that? You couldn't find that? How come? Because they'll steal anything.
And I haven't been to Europe.
888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. This is a live radio show. Can you believe that? Kim in St. Louis, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Kim.
Hey, how are you?
I'm excited to talk to you on many levels.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Well, first of all, my biological father passed away on my first birthday, so I did not know my dad. But my mom and stepdad always told me that one of these days my mouth was going to get me in trouble.
And did it, Kim?
Oh, many times over, yes.
Yeah, my mother always used to say to me, you have to watch out for that big mouth of yours. That big mouth of yours is going to get you in trouble. You heard that as well. Is that right, Kim?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I did. Yep. And it has, like I said, on many levels gotten me in trouble.
Now, what else did your dad teach you? Anything else?
No, that was about it. Like I said, I didn't know my biological dad. But no, actually, my mom and I were really close.
Was this your stepdad, or did your mother remarry? Is that who was telling you this?
Yes. She remarried when I was 2, I think.
And how was your relationship with him?
It wasn't good. It was not very good. Well, as a matter of fact, my older siblings from the first marriage, none of us really had a good relationship with him.
What did he do? Why are you saying this? What was the problem?
He had an alcohol problem.
That's the problem. That's the problem. It's so amazing how that one factor destroys more relationships than, I swear, anything else.
Exactly.
Did he ever sober up?
Nope.
Oh.
Never did.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh. I'm so sorry. I'll say a prayer for him and for you, Kim, and thank you for calling Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Things your father said that he said 8 million times that have never been erased from your mind. My father said, they'll steal anything. That was his most popular slogan. They'll steal anything. And whenever I would do a task in the house, a chore, he'd look over what I did and he'd say, do it right. Finish it and do it right. Finishing things that was never my big strength. Frankie in St. Louis, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. My number is 888-688-9258. We are live across America. Frankie, hi.
Oh, it's wonderful. Hi, Mr. Sterling. I guess that's how you'd want me to say hi to you. But goodness gracious, my dad has been gone 3 years now. He was a World War II vet. He got through the GI Bill to be an optometrist, and he's like the most revered optometrist in the United States, Dr. Frank D. Fontana, OD, unlike me. And it's just marvelous. We've been doing business trips again, and everybody's talking about him and the war. And he got through optometry with the GI Bill. And
thank you for calling, Frankie. I appreciate the call. Thank you very much for calling. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Amazing things your dad told you, or really stupid things your dad told you, but he told them over and over and over again. It's 44 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. Hi, I'm Walter Sterling, and for many years I made the mistake of not even thinking about my morning shave. I just went in and I shaved and that was it. And I didn't think it could be anything special or memorable or important to my career. But looking sharp, looking well-groomed is in fact important to your career. I discovered Harry's razor blades and Harry's razor shaving cream. First, let me start with the shaving cream. Who knew that shaving cream could be unique and wonderful? Harry's shaving cream has this incredible scent and aroma that it's just like, whoa. Never knew there was a difference until I put on Harry's shaving cream. Smells different, feels different, goes on as a gel, comes off as a cream. Then I get the Harry's razors. Harry's razors are so smooth and so sharp that many people who use them say that after the fourth or fifth shave, it's the same as the first shave. And it was true. I never experienced a razor, a shaving razor like this, like a Harry's razor. The best part of the experience is the Harry's razor handle. Now, what could be the big deal? Well, you find out pretty quickly what the big deal is. Usually when you use a razor, the handle is rough. It doesn't really work well in the shower. It slips, it falls. Not good. Harry's razors are meant to be used in the shower where it's wet and steamy. And, you know, it's hard to see things. They fit in your hand. They call it ergonomic. Fits precisely into my hand. It's a system. Harry's razor blades, Harry's razor handle, and the amazing Harry's razor cream. The shaving cream is, oh my gosh, goes on as a gel, comes off as a cream. You gotta get it. Harry's.com. Harry's.com. H-A-R-R-Y-S. Harry's.com.
Sterling on Sunday.
Where news and sports and the weather reports and the very best music too is heard by the very best listeners, and we mean you.
When I was a kid, I had this parrot named Nickel that died, and I was so depressed, I just sat at home for a week with a Nicolas Cage.
John in St. Louis, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Your number is 888-688-9258. We're talking about things your father said that will not leave your brain.
Yeah, my dad was a hardworking man, and he used to always say, be good to your knees because you will miss them when they are gone.
What does that mean?
That as he got older, he had bad knees, and he wished he had treated them nicely.
Oh, so he
and
was.
If you talk to anyone that's had a knee replacement, they will understand.
No, I don't. No thanks for the knee replacement. I'm up against cataract surgery. To me, whenever anybody says, well, that's not a big deal, it's 15 minutes, no problem. I'm like, yeah, but they're not your eyes. Now, John,
exactly right.
John, how did you spend Father's Day today?
Oh, I went shopping with my daughters, and then we shopped for my other daughter, whose birthday is the day after tomorrow.
How many daughters do you have?
Let's see, I have 1, 2, 3, 4 daughters, 6 sons.
You have 10 children?
I do.
That's amazing. What is the age range, John?
Let's see, my eldest is 34, and my youngest will be 18 next month.
And is the 34-year-old sending you money?
No. He lives in a submarine. He just got off the USS Georgia and now is in training for a sub-tender job. He's in the Navy.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, I did 21 years in the Air Force. I think it's great.
You have the best pension in the world.
Well, retired out of the Guard, so it's not as good as active duty, but can't complain.
Can't complain. John, thank you for listening to my show, which is Sterling on Sunday. And my phone number is 888-688-9258. Thank you for the call. Ted in Glenside, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, Ted, did they tell you to turn off your radio?
Yeah, I did turn it off.
Doug in St. Louis, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Doug.
Hello, Walter.
Hello,
sir. Happy Father's Day.
And to you, sir.
Thank you, sir. As far as what my dad said.
Yes.
Two main things. He always said, be a good listener. And he also said, since I am legally blind and have been since birth, he always said, well, since you can't drive, be sure to always give good directions.
And so he said, be a good listener and get good directions. Is that right?
Well, give good directions when you're riding with somebody because I couldn't drive. I can't drive.
I understand. And are you a dad?
Yes, sir.
How many you got?
2 sons.
What advice have you given them?
Well, I have told them to always do their best, work hard, and and make the right connections, kind of like that what you know, who you know thing.
It's true.
Yeah,
it's absolutely true. Doug, thank you very much for the call at 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. It's absolutely true, and it's truer all the time. It has more to do with who you know than what you know. And that's the sorry, I just saw my son something on my computer screen here that we have to deal with. Okay, there we go. I have found over and over again it has to do with who you know, because at a certain level in many industries, competence is assumed. People in media assume you're competent. They don't care about your education. They just assume you know what you're doing. I have never, you won't believe this, I have never been asked where I went to college. All the jobs I've had, all the job interviews, I've never been asked, did you go to college? Do you have a degree? This has never come up. They look at where I've been. They can see my pedigree by where I've been. And they might know somebody there. And then they'll pick up the phone and call the person they know. They might know somebody there. That tends to be true. Who you know is, I'm sorry to say, far more important than what you know in most situations. 888-688-9258. Something your father told you that sticks with you the rest of your life. My father has said, be a lawyer. That was his big advice. Be a lawyer. Then you're always safe. Then you can do whatever you want. Just be a lawyer. He also said, own your own business. He was very emphatic about this. Own your own business. He felt that was the solution to everything. That can lead to tremendous problems. And he said people will steal anything. You know, he owned retail businesses. He owned a resort. And his observation from that was people will steal anything. What'd your dad tell you? At 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT, Judy, who found us on WBAP in Dallas, Kevin Graham's radio station. Welcome, Judy. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, how are you?
Judy, always sweaty to hear from you.
Well, did you have a good Father's Day?
Well, my Father's Day isn't over yet. I got 2 hours to go.
Good deal. Well, are you ready for your joke?
Judy, nobody can really be ready for you.
Well, here I would try.
Do your best, Judy.
Okay. Can I be grateful? I got in trouble one time. The teacher told us, you know, she asked everyone, what was your life like? What's your life like? And hers was like a rose, because she liked to smell good and look pretty. So she asked me, and I said, teach my life is like toilet paper. Like toilet paper. Because I'm either on a roll or taking crap from someone.
Love that bird. Because I love her, so, deep. Yes, I love her. Yes, I need her. Oh, I love that girl.
Hey, I'm a funny man.
Him? He's not a funny man. And he's my dad.
Hey, I'm a funny man.
Him? He's not a funny man. And he's my dad.
I don't think anyone else has Judy. No one else has somebody as special as Judy. I'm grateful that she shares her horrible dad jokes with us. Aren't you? Don't you feel close to the primordial ooze every time we hear from Judy? Here's the question. Did your father tell you something that sticks in your craw that you can never forget? It's like he said it so many times. Shut up, Dad. My dad said, people will steal anything. That was his great wisdom. That was his commentary on the economy. People will steal anything. His other commentary on my future was, be a lawyer, then you can be whatever you want. My name's Walter M. Sterling, live on a Sunday night, Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sunday weather, from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. The intense heat we've seen out west will begin to subside a little early this week, only to possibly build back again next weekend, but I don't think it will be quite as hot as it was this week. Let's remember that our usually the hottest days of the year are still ahead of us in late July and early August. Meanwhile, a severe weather episode will move through the Great Lakes tonight and tomorrow, with a very stormy night in store for Detroit, Michigan, with frequent lightning, intense thunderstorms, and possibly some large hail. This system will move slowly eastward, affecting Syracuse, New York, with heavy rain by Monday night. Good timing, I think, as this week is Lightning Safety Awareness Week, which usually runs from June 20th to 26th. You've no doubt heard of our first tropical storm affecting the U.S. this week. That was Claudette, causing heavy rain and winds in the southeast. That system will move offshore into the Atlantic by tomorrow night. It will exit off of Halifax, Nova Scotia by Tuesday, but still some lingering thunderstorms and rain is causing some problems. No weather concerns for the East Coast by the time Claudette moves far enough offshore in the next couple of days, except for some lingering thunderstorms. For example, Chattanooga, Tennessee will see thunderstorm activity right through Tuesday. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Tonight, exclusive public radio coverage of the G-String 7 Conference, featuring our position on Radio Row. Radio Row, where the radio stations are given card tables to cover the G-String 7 Conference. And now, the nephew of Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, Marvin Goldstein Shabazz, who is non-binary.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Announcer. Good evening. Tonight, we are in Geneva to cover world leaders at the G-String 7 Conference. First, we go to a completely unrelated soundbite from the streets of Geneva.
Mira, min wayn?
Min
Emirat. Emirat. Ah,
Sharjah.
Sharjah. Sharjah is a nice emirate, I think. Yeah. It's actually underrated because it's somewhere that people haven't heard about.
Well, that's the latest from Switzerland. We're all over the coverage of the G-String 7 Conference. Now from Radio Row is Public Radio's Blind Jim.
I'm blind and happy to be in Geneva on the G-String 7 Radio Row. 7 G-strings. Let me talk to this G-string expert.
It's also sexy and cute. Very, very cute.
Know the G-string and know peace. The G-String 7 Conference is wrapping up.
This edition of The Usual Edition is made possible by a generous grant from Dollar Tree. Remember to get cash back. Only costs $1. And enjoy the fine array of St. Patrick's Day centerpieces, plus balloons. Did you say balloon? Say no more.
They're telling me to talk with more pauses, so I'm sorry. This is my first time on the radio. The G-String 7 Conference has brought all the superpowers together. Here's a summary of the action from our great leader.
I'm going to get in trouble with my staff. Yeah, go ahead, but I pretend that you didn't answer you.
And now, Sacred Music Discovery from Sitting on Stacy.
Did you hear the one about the holes in the ground? Well, well, well.
I'd never heard them ringing. No, I'd never heard them.
I didn't hear the joke. Where's the dad joke?
There was you.
I didn't hear it. Play it again.
There were birds in the sky.
Did you hear the one about the holes in the ground? Well, well, well.
888-688. Now I heard it. 888-688. WALT, 888-688-WALT. Judy has a dad joke. Judy is in Dallas. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. What's your dad joke?
What do you call a fake noodle?
What do you call a what noodle?
A fake. Not real fake.
Let's start again. Judy in Dallas, you have a dad joke for us. What's the dad joke, Judy?
What do you call a bank noodle?
A bank noodle.
A fake noodle.
Oh, a fake noodle. What do you call a fake noodle?
Imposter.
You gotta be a special lady.
Cause you got me sitting on top of the world. An imposter. An imposter. A dad joke. You can use that on your dad anytime. All right, coming up, we have the drive-through brew, which is management challenges in action, plus Velo Hool, who in fact raises guppies in his home, will tell you how you can buy Velo Hool guppies. Plus, Vic Ferrari, a real New York City retired detective with an amazing cop story. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. I'm going to tell you how you buy my guppies later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving four times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at harrys.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5, and free shipping, you will receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge, foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com, and get the $5 kit right now.
Sterling on Sunday.
I get emails all the time from you saying, what is the name of that arthritis medicine that you talk about? What is the name of that again? Let me give it to you right now, and then be sure to write it down or go to the website and order it. Order it tonight, because tomorrow you're going to forget. All sorts of trouble with the kids and the grandkids. Forget it. Order it tonight. It's Flexmore. It's made by Highlands. Highlands.com. The medication is Flexmore. It's a wacky spelling. F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. The company is Highlands. H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. Highlands.com. Highlands.com. You say it three times on the radio. Highlands.com. And the product is Flexmore. This natural product, I take it twice a day, once in the morning, once a night. It's formulated differently for the morning and the night, just like mother's milk. It's formulated differently for the morning and the night, and it helps me get going in the morning, and it helps me get to sleep at night. It is a natural product made of natural ingredients, and it works. It takes away arthritis pain. It takes away those fingers you're squeezing right now. How's that feeling? Is that working for you, not doing anything for it? This is a way to help solve the problem. Again, I am so grateful that so many people have asked me about the arthritis medication that we share about on Sterling on Sunday. The name of it is Flexmore, and it's made by Highlands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. Highlands has an array of terrific natural products for a variety of ailments, but I like the ones for arthritis, and those are called Flexmore, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. Highlands Flexmore medication will help you get rid of your arthritis pain.
Can you guess the mystery voice? Sterling on Sunday.
Cars are really weary. Do you know how I know? Because they're tired and exhausted.
Bad dad jokes. That's one of my gifts to you tonight. Bad dad jokes. 888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. Live, 17 past the hour. We're talking about things that are embedded in your chromosomes that your father said to you 18 million times. My father said this was his career advice. Are you ready? Be a lawyer. If you're a lawyer, you can then be anything else you want to be. Be a lawyer. His advice about dealing with the public. They'll steal anything. No matter what, they will steal anything. That was his philosophy about dealing with the public. And then this is what he said about politicians. They're all crooks. Doesn't matter. They're all crooks. That was his what he lived by. They're all crooks.
And I haven't been to Europe.
888-688-9258. 9258. What did your father tell you that is stuck in your chromosomes? My dad's career advice was be a lawyer. My dad's advice about dealing with the public was they will steal anything. And his advice about politicians is they're all crooks.
And I haven't been to Europe.
888-688-9258 with Walter M. Sterling. You know, this show is on every Sunday night. Can you believe that? Oh, my gosh, I make a podcast because by federal law, I must make a podcast. Federal law. Oh, he didn't make me those two. Okay, federal law. The podcast is called Midnight Misfits. Midnight Misfits. And I say in the podcast the things that would get me fired on the radio, because it's a very short list of things that you can actually say on the radio. Believe me, it's a very short list. And the people who control these giant signals have no sense of humor. They just have no sense of humor.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
888-688-9258. Things your dad said. What did your dad say that's stuck in your chromosomes? One of the interesting facts about fatherhood that people are afraid to say, although some people have lived, when a cat has kittens, when the mommy cat has kittens, where's the dad? I have never known or heard of a situation where the dad of the kittens is still around. There's no biological imperative for the dad to be around in any mammal. And that's true of us. There, in fact, the reason there are fathers at all is it was a social imperative. There was a social imperative that said, you need to hang around. But in fact, no dad needs to hang around. In fact, once the kid's born, once the kid's conceived, there's no more biological need for the father. And the stories about bad fathers are pretty bad. I was lucky. I had a good father. I hope you had a good father, too. But think about that. There is, in fact, no actual role, no biological imperative for any father. The biological imperative is for the mom. The mom has to feed the kid. The dad can only feed the kid if he decides to. A dad can only, because a woman who's breastfeeding gets very uncomfortable if she does not have a baby. Her body gets uncomfortable. She has to express her milk. But, gee, a guy, he can go bowling. Gary in Virginia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Your number is 888-688-9258. Hi, Gary. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, Walter. It's the first time I've ever called a radio show. I listen to you all the time.
Congratulations, sir.
Yeah, I was just going to let you in on what my dad always said. He said, always live within your means.
And have you done that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He said when we would get a little bit of money, which wasn't very often, he'd go, don't spend it all in one spot.
And you've lived up to this?
Pretty much lived up to it. Try to teach my kids the same thing.
How many kids you got?
I got three, two daughters and a son.
Did you have a good Father's Day?
Oh, yeah, I had to work 311 after a 16, but other than that, I'm a ship worker, so I'm blue collar all the way.
Which port? Where do you work?
I work for a paper mill in Virginia.
And you love your work?
We work around it. It's rewarding work. It's mentally demanding sometimes, but then you got to deal with people. That's
the worst. That's the worst, having to deal with people. What a nightmare. What a nightmare.
Yeah.
Everything, you know,
yeah,
go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I'm listening.
I had a boss who used to say, this is a simple business. People make it hard. He used to say that all the time. Exactly. Gary, it's an honor for you to listen to Sterling on Sunday. Thank you so much for your call, and thank you for listening to the big broadcast. It's 23 past the hour. I'm Walter M. Sterling. This is a live three-hour show. But about people, it isn't that I don't care if people like me or not, but I don't care if people like me or not. This has been my curse my whole life. I have never felt bad if I find out that people don't like me. In many work situations, in social situations, well, they don't really like you. I really don't care. And it's not arrogance. It's a chip that's missing. There's part of my brain that's missing where I should care about social situations and, Lord knows, business situations, but I really don't. I can't explain it to you. It sounds like it's very arrogant and unprofessional at work and arrogant in social situations, but I got to tell you, I just don't care. My whole life, my lust of life, some people lust to be with members of the opposite sex, even if they're non-binary. Some people lust to go to the ocean and swim, participate in sports. I don't have any of that. My lust is to be alone. What did I want for Father's Day today? Leave me alone. That's all I wanted. I just want complete silence for the day. Now, that may seem very unusual. I guess it is very unusual. Do I love my kids? Oh, more than anything. I have three spectacular daughters. Please go away. Gift to your father today is please go away. I don't want to see you. I don't want any noise. That's what I asked. When they said, what do you want for Father's Day? I said to their mother, I want you to get out of the house. I want you to leave me alone. Now, is that an unusual Father's Day request? But one of the interesting facts about our culture is that our culture convinced all of these men to sign up and stay home and be the father. But there's no biological reason for it. Children do not need a father. They don't need a guy hanging around the house watching the game, waiting for Trevor Lawrence to come on TV. Kids don't need that. There are many psychologists and psychiatrists who would say it's very vital to have a father at home, but it's all made up. They're making it all up because it never throws in the factor of, is he a good father? Is he paying attention? I will tell you what I have seen in the playground, and I have spent too much time in the playground because my 9-year-old never wants to go home. She never wants to go home. What I have seen is that when it comes to parenting, the dads are better than the moms. What I have seen in every playground situation is the women gather around a bench and talk to each other. I don't even know if their kids are there. I don't know if they're aware of their kids, but the fathers never leave the side of their children. They never let the kids out of their eye. Mom's over there on their iPhone and talking to each other. Dad is right next to that kid on the swings, on the slide, doesn't leave, stares at the kid, participates in every second of that kid's activity in the playground. And from my perspective, the dad is a better parent than the mom. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. Stephen in Alaska, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. I don't suppose you're having a giant heat wave.
Oh, it's not a giant heat wave where I'm at. I mean, it's nice out, 70.
Wow, good for you. Congratulations.
Father's Day.
And happy Father's Day to you. What did your dad tell you that you can't quite get out of your mind?
We used to say it all the time. Don't be so stupid.
Thank you for your call.
Weedos.
That's what many fathers say. They say, you know, why are you so dumb? Stop being so stupid. And again, it goes to my premise, which is we really don't need the dad. There is no biological reason for a father once the kid is born. Once the kid is conceived, they're not necessary. And so society has said, you need to stay home and help raise the kid. But this is a social construct. It is fiction. It is fiction, just like Cosmopolitan magazine gives good advice. Very suspect. The fact is that it is a fiction that has been made up over centuries that the father must be there. But there's no need for the father. And I'm sure we could find many, many examples throughout the course of humanity, that a culture will not have a father, or there'll be 10 fathers for one kid, or no fathers for one kid. We made this up. Mom said, it'd be nice to have a dad, but in fact, there's no particular reason. Yes, I know, every study in the world shows the children who are raised by a mom and a dad, or two parents, don't get me started, two parents do better than kids who are raised by one parent. I know about those studies. You know about those studies. But the fact is, there's no biological imperative that says the house must have a dad. What, you need a big fat guy sitting there with high triglycerides, watching TV all day, and refusing to go out and play with you? Is that a big benefit? Or a dad who says, yeah, I'll drive you there, remind me, wake me up from the chair. That's really what most dads do. Is that a big benefit? I don't think so. And yet, when I've seen an engaged father in the playground, they tend to be better. They look better at parenting than the moms. The moms tend to just talk to each other. In fact, I'm just going to say it. The moms talk to each other. They don't watch the kid. The dads watch the kids. That's what I see every time I go to the playground. The dads watch the kids. The moms talk to each other. It's a strange cultural phenomenon. 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. This is a live network radio show. It's called Sterling on Sunday.
Clothes so dingy gray they've been given up as hopeless have turned so radiantly white again, they can hardly be told from new ones.
Now we return to Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. And happy summer, everyone. Summer solstice begins officially at 11:32 p.m. this evening on the East Coast, with the longest day of the year as far as daylight is concerned tomorrow. Some of the heat wave seen out west will move to the northwest this week. Portland, Oregon, for example, will see 90s tomorrow, slightly cooler midweek, and then 90s again by late week, and a high near 101 next Saturday. In contrast, thanks to a cold front moving through the Midwest, we'll see some very comfortable days midweek until the heat and humidity returns by next weekend. Omaha, Nebraska, for example, home of the College World Series this week, we'll see temperatures in the 80s, very pleasant tomorrow, and then heat and thunderstorms threat build back in later in the week. On the other hand, Fairbanks, Alaska, will see a wet week with showers and thunderstorms persisting, with daytime highs in the low to middle 70s. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Yesterday, a clown opened the door for me. It was a nice jester.
But I haven't been to Europe.
Linda in California, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, the number is 888-688-WALT. Greetings, Linda.
Hi, greetings. Happy Father's Day.
Yes, thank you. By the way, my three daughters, who are 9, 15, and 18, gave me the sweetest and best cards you could ever imagine. I was, like, blown away by their cards and by their gifts. So I had a great Father's Day. Thank you.
Well, that's great. I'm just going to share, and I never do this call or anything like it, but I want to share what my father taught me. He used to always say, don't go down to their level, make them come up to yours. And I've never forgotten that.
Great advice from a dad. What we're discussing is the fact that dads tend to give us one piece of advice that sticks in our DNA. My father gave me three. One was about a career. He said, be a lawyer. You can do whatever you want.
My dad was one.
did he want you to be a lawyer?
He wouldn't have cared. He wanted me to be whatever I wanted to be.
Yeah, that's a smart dad. Every lawyer I know couldn't wait to get rid of their law license when it was time to retire, every one of them. And then the other thing my father said about dealing with the public, he said, they'll steal anything. And then in dealing with politicians, it was always the same thing. He'd say, they're all crooks. Thank you for the call, Linda. I appreciate the call to 888-688-9258. What did your dad tell you? Marsh in St. Louis, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Thank you, Walter. I'm glad to be on with you. My father died when I was only 7. My mother did remarry a little bit later on, but she was my mother and father for a while, and the fatherly advice she gave me was, when I was old enough to go get a haircut on my own, don't get a mohawk.
That was very sage advice, don't you think?
Yes, it was, yes. I did actually get a mohawk one time, and she didn't get too mad, but she just kind of groaned.
If my mother had told me, don't get a mohawk, and I came home with a mohawk, she would have said, well, it's not my hair. You're going to have to live with that. Whatever happens to you now is up to you.
That's right. Well, I appreciate you, Walter, and happy Father's Day.
It's an honor to have you call in. Thank you very much for calling Sterling on Sunday. My phone number is live, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Now, it's very important that we stay in touch with each other at all times. My email address is Walter M. Sterling, S-T-E-R, Walter M. Sterling at Gmail, Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. Here we are from WLOB in Maine to KFBK in Sacramento. It's a giant network radio show, bigger than anybody would have guessed. That's the thing about this show. All of the radio losers were all like, well, you know, what could he know? What could he know? Judy in Dallas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Again, Judy, it better be a good joke.
Okay, it has to do with fathers. What do one firecracker say to the other firecracker?
What did one firecracker say to the other firecracker?
My pop is bigger than your pop.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
40 minutes past the hour. 40 minutes past the hour. I enjoy spending this time with you. Do you realize that? This is the my current wife says, that's when you're happiest, when you're on the air. Therefore, I would be much happier if I was on the air 5 days a week. Don't you think? This is the great threat to other talk shows. Oh, God, if he goes on 5 days a week, oh, what's going to happen to us? Oh. On the other hand, there's the other side of fatherdom. Today in the New York Post, the finest newspaper in the world, is a photo of the famous Alec Baldwin. And the headline is, Alec Baldwin schleps kids' toys over Father's Day weekend in Sag Harbor. On the Tony Beach of Sag Harbor, New York, there's a picture of Alec Baldwin with his two kids, a little tiny baby and a toddler, and his hot wife. But there's Alec Baldwin. Now, I would have figured they'd have a nanny or a butler or a team of people to deal with the kids. No, it just seems to be Hilaria. That's her name. Hilaria and Alec Baldwin. But the picture of Alec shows that he's holding a plastic box teeming with toys. It doesn't look light. It looks heavy, as does Alec. Alec looks heavy. I'm guessing Alec is pushing 250. That's what it looks like. He looks like the husky-sized boys. He's had stress. Because, you know, at his age, which is, what, 90? You're not supposed to have 8 kids. But there he is, being a father at Sag Harbor on the beach today on Father's Day. But he's, let's see, what does the copy say from the New York Post? Alec Baldwin and his wife Hilaria hit the beach in Sag Harbor for Father's Day weekend, with Alec seemingly in charge of hauling his impressive brood's collection of sand toys. The couple was snapped Saturday in the Hamptons with a few of their children, just a few. They share 6, ranging in age from infant to 7 years. Think about the age of those kids, from an infant to 7 years of age. Think about how demanding they are. You can't take your eyes off of them for 1 second. Hilaria looking to be in good spirits as she cradled one child and smiled back at Alan. The 63-year-old Baldwin, who could be seen on his phone a few times in the pics, kept things simple in a pair. They're giving a fashion report. Kept things simple in a pair of dark trunks, while Hilaria, 37, wore an oversized blue floral pattern shirt over an orange swimsuit. Wow. Well, Alec, did you really think this through? When you got married this time, did you really think it through? Because you had it made. You were like the hottest bachelor in New York. You could have done anything. And there you met Hilaria, who claimed to be from Spain. But it turns out she wasn't from Spain. She was like from a town in Massachusetts. She made up this whole story, which gave her an accent from Europe, some strange European accent. And then she gave him children, a lovely thing. And then now he has to carry the big box of toys in the heat on the beach in Sag Harbor, New York. But remember what I said. It is a cultural phenomena, a cultural aberration, that after the birth of the child, men are handed this role that they're supposed to hang around. But we're mammals. And just like a cat, I have had many cats who are pregnant. I have no idea who the fathers are. And yet the kittens come out, they nurse, they're happy, they're adopted, they're fine. But not so with humans. In fact, you're the lowest form of humanity if you abandon a pregnant woman. If you're a guy, you are the lowest form of humanity if you abandon a naked woman. But it's not necessary. We made up this role. There's no biological reason for a man to stick around after the kid's been born. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-WALT. We're going across the universe tonight. We are coast to coast from Maine to Sacramento. This is Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. I'm going to tell you how you buy my guppies. Later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Highlands Flexmore Arthritis Medicine. About 2 weeks ago, I realized there was something different about my body. I realized that, what is that? My thumbs didn't hurt at all. And I had been taking Highlands Flexmore Medicine for about 2 months. Flexmore has done so much to help me with my arthritis. If you are tired of feeling pain every day, not being able to do what you deserve to do, what you want to do, you need to get Flexmore from Highlands. For over 15 years, arthritis pain has been slowly taking me over, as it has for 54 million Americans. I did not want to try something new for fear of side effects. I discovered with Flexmore, Highland's new arthritis medicine. It helps ease my muscles and joint pain as well as stiffness and cramping. And best of all, they have designed it with an easy-to-take-off cap and no stupid cotton inside. I love how it's made with natural active ingredients, which are tough on pain, gentle on my body. This means that you can safely complement your prescription medications with no side effects. Go to Highlands.com, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S, Highlands.com/arthritis, or pick it up at CVS, Walgreens, or other fine retailers. Flexmore Medicine. Flexmore. It's made by Highlands. It is a natural medicine to help ease arthritis pain. It has worked for me. My thumbs don't hurt anymore. Highlands.com. Take control over your arthritis pain.
Sterling on Sunday.
Sunday is treat day.
How do you buy guppies from Velo Hool? Well, I'm going to tell you how you do it. There are a couple of ways to reach out to me. Number one is through Facebook. Mob Guppy is a page, and feel free to like it, and you'll get information on some of the videos I do and some of the information on the guppies I have. Or you can find me on YouTube, the Mob Guppy channel. Two B's, two P's. M-O-B-B space G-U-P-P-Y. Or there's a website called AquaBid. It's sort of like Amazon for fish. Go to Aquabid, look under Guppies, and look for me in the title Mob Guppy. And I have a few listings up right now for swordtail guppies and the very popular California Reds. It's a relatively new strain to the world and is being distributed all over the United States of America. I ship anywhere in the continental U.S. So that's how you find out about me. Here's the deal. When you buy guppies from me online, I include the price for shipping. Simple. Fun. So Mob Guppy, two B's, two P's, is the channel on YouTube. Mob Guppy is the Facebook page, or go to aquabid.com where you can find out about my guppies. They're listed under guppies. Mob Guppy is in the headline. From Maine to La Jolla to my living room, this is Sterling on Sunday Fishing Report. I'm Deadliest Catcher, Velo Hool.
To make extra money, I started a yacht building shop above my garage, and the sales are through the roof.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We have bad jokes tonight, bad dad jokes, and of course, this is the worst joke ever.
And I haven't been to Europe.
Oh, my God. The dumbest thing I've ever heard a political figure say. I have never been to Europe.
And I haven't been to Europe.
When explaining why she didn't go to the Mexican border. Why isn't there trouble with the Canadian border? I've been to Canada. It's hell to get into Canada, and it's hell to get back into the United States. But there doesn't seem to be any problem with that, huh?
And I haven't been to Europe.
888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. We are live coast to coast. Every single Sterling on Sunday affiliate, including all the giant 50 clears. Radio people know what that means. It's live. Now, why is that? Because nobody wants to store this on the shelf. Who would want to keep this around? I love doing the show, and I love being with you. I was talking about being a dad. I have noticed this over and over again, that the better parent is the dad. Go to a playground, go to an amusement park, watch the moms, watch the dad. What are you going to see? You're going to see the moms around a bench talking to each other. Kids running off with the dogs, but they're talking to each other. Meanwhile, dads don't talk to each other. They watch the kid. That's their job. They watch their kid. Dads are better parents than moms, if they're there. But here's the challenge. There's no biological reason beyond birth for the dad to be there. Beyond conception. Beyond conception, there's no reason for a dad to be there at all. None. There's no biological imperative. Think of cats. Have you ever, if you have a cat, a female cat, that's about to give kittens, do you have any idea who the father of that cat is? No. Because there's no need for the father to stick around after the birth. That's the challenge, that most men in our culture are not given a sufficient imperative to hang around. Therefore, they only hang around if they are in love with the mom, or they're in love with the idea of a children, or if they feel a false obligation. They feel an obligation to stick around. But it's a social imperative. But there's no reason for it. And nobody wants to say this. And therefore, it's always made me sad that men who stick around don't get more credit. What? He needs credit to stick around? That's his job. No, it's not. His job is to help with conception. That's it. There's no other reason for a guy to be around. There's nothing more terrifying in our culture than when a person doesn't have a role. Teenagers have a role. In fact, teenagers are the most sacred role in our culture. Children are the most exalted role in our culture. Think about all of the money that is spent on our children and all the education. They're educated for 400 years before they get into society. And women have a role because they create a valuable product, a product of value to our culture. But men have no defined role. And people who don't have a role are dangerous because they will seek excitement in every form and any form. They will seek excitement on the streets. They will seek excitement in the strip clubs. They will seek excitement in the casinos and in sports betting. Everything to give themselves a role. The excitement they're seeking is often undesirable. That's where they're dangerous. Young men seek excitement in all of its forms. Please note, unless I'm wrong, that all of the mass shootings in schools, those horrible mass shootings in schools or in workplaces, are done by young men. Young, non-ethnic men. Because they have no role. They have nothing. And that's why they're dangerous. And to think that, you know, they need to stay at home with the kid, they don't. It's false. And if they don't feel good about staying home with the kid, they don't feel good about being married, they don't have that place, if they're of a certain mentality and a certain type, they're like gone. My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. Coming up, we have the drive-through brew, where we get to explore the life inside of a drive-through brew. And these are very hot at this time of year, especially in North Carolina and Pennsylvania and Ohio. You drive into a house. I mean, there's a hole cut in. You drive into a house, they put beer in the back. It's always made me wonder, how do these things operate? How do they work? And then Vic Ferrari, a retired New York City police detective, will have a cop story for you. It's a spectacular radio show. I have an email, waltermsterling@gmail.com, and a spectacular website, Walter Sterling Show. You can find out everything about this show at Walter Sterling Show. Go check that out. I think you'll like that. I used to have a Facebook thing, but Facebook banned me. They said, you have to provide a driver's license. No, I'm not kidding. Facebook said you need a driver's license to drive on Facebook. No, really, that's what they said. All right, it's a fun network radio show, 57 past the hour. I'm Walter Sterling. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Who was this man? What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling.
Looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
For Sterling on Sunday weather, from Boston to La Jolla, this is Dr. Dave. The intense heat we've seen out west will begin to subside a little early this week, only to possibly build back again next weekend, but I don't think it will be quite as hot as it was this week. Let's remember that our usually the hottest days of the year are still ahead of us in late July and early August. Meanwhile, a severe weather episode will move through the Great Lakes tonight and tomorrow, with a very stormy night in store for Detroit, Michigan, with frequent lightning, intense thunderstorms, and possibly some large hail. This system will move slowly eastward, affecting Syracuse, New York, with heavy rain by Monday night. Good timing, I think, as this week is Lightning Safety Awareness Week, which usually runs from June 20th to 26th. You've no doubt heard of our first tropical storm affecting the U.S. this week. That was Claudette, causing heavy rain and winds in the southeast. That system will move offshore into the Atlantic by tomorrow night. It will exit off of Halifax, Nova Scotia by Tuesday, but still some lingering thunderstorms and rain is causing some problems. No weather concerns for the East Coast by the time Claudette moves far enough offshore in the next couple of days, except for some lingering thunderstorms. For example, Chattanooga, Tennessee will see thunderstorm activity right through Tuesday. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Why did the farmer squish the slow tomato?
to get them to catch up.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
Bad dad jokes all night. One of the great services, one of the great public media services from Sterling on Sunday. Glenn in Washington State, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Glenn.
How you doing, Walt?
Glenn, it's an honor to speak to you. It's an honor to speak to you, Glenn.
Okay. Well, thank you. My dad told me that don't trust the government and the bank is not your friend. And now I don't know if this is biologically correct, but my dad spent his life working to provide for his family, even though he wasn't around as much as I would have liked. And then for myself, I prefer my own company rather than that of most other people, much like yourself. That's all I got to say.
Well, Glenn, I appreciate the call. 888-688-WALT. Glenn has summed up our entire show in one phone call. My question was, did your dad tell you anything that sticks with you that he repeated 4,000 times the way dads do? Dads repeat the same things over and over and over again. And then what did he do for you? You know, how did he do for you? And finally, Glenn just admitted something that I have repeated many times. My mistress is solitude. I want to be left alone. I've come to learn that there's a brain function. There are certain people who are born where sounds, noise, too much stimulation is very painful. It's very difficult for them, and they can't think beyond it. When I used to have corporate jobs, I could see other people in other offices where they shared an office. There were two people in the office, two desks facing each other. I could never do that. I used to look at them and think, I couldn't do that. That would be insane. I couldn't deal in an office with someone else on their phone while I'm across the desk for them on my phone. I have no idea how people do that. Yet many of the people who did that liked that. They liked having a roommate, not me. I need to be in solitude to work. The more solitude I get at home, the better this show is. I have said to my current wife, if you would please get the kids out of here for half a day, a whole day, once a week, this show will be better because I'll have silence. I can't conceive, I can't do anything useful if I have to share space with another person. Wow, that's quite something. Better get to the psychiatrist soon. 888-688-WALT. Coming up in seconds, we're going to talk to Gary Arnell, who's going to share with us what it means to be a Jersey dad. John in Delaware, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, John.
Hello. How are you doing, Walt?
Well, I'm very excited to be speaking to Delaware. How close to Rehoboth Beach are you?
Oh, I'm about a half hour drive away.
Beautiful
but,
beach.
I used to love it when I was younger, but I'm 73. It's too crowded for me now.
You're the youngest listener I have, John.
Yeah, good. Look, my father used to say, and he raised six of us before I went away in the Navy, and then they had another one. But he used to say, son, as you're growing up, be good to old people and dogs. And I've often thought about why he didn't include cats in there. But he liked cats. But he would put a minnow trap in the creek behind their house.
He'd put a what?
Bread in
what
it.
Would he put it? What? What kind of trap?
He a minnow trap.
A minnow trap.
Real small fish.
Right, yeah.
And he'd bring them up and dump them on the shoreline for the cats to feast on. And then he would, a lot of these cats were wild, but he would reach down and get a hold of one by the scuff of the neck. And he said, honey, you look like you need a bath. And he'd walk
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
I just think that you said it just to be stupid.
Gary Arnell is our friend. He's an expert on all things New Jersey. Gary, I assume you had a great Father's Day.
I did have, Walter, a terrific father, a really, really great Father's Day. And most of my – first of all, let me just tell you how the day started today. You talk about Jersey and about fathers. My day started with typical Jersey food, pork roll and cheese. But here's where – you got to hear this, though, Walter. This is where it fell off. We get out to a diner, which, one of my daughters is still hedging her bet with the mask and should we go there. And there was a lot of social distancing. You know, we felt fairly safe at this place. Now, I order a pork roll and cheese without the hard roll because I'm on this keto kick right now, you know, reducing the carbs, and it's been working pretty well. But that is so unorthodox for New Jersey. We're out for Father's Day. One of my kids tells me, for crying out loud, today you can have the pork roll and cheese on the hard roll. And I stuck to it. And I had the pork roll and cheese without the roll. Even the guy serving the food, Walter, was giving me a look like, are you insane? And that's the way I ate it. And I'll tell you what else was really, really unorthodox. I ate, you know, you're a Jersey guy. You never heard of this. I ate the pork roll and cheese with a knife and fork. Have you ever heard of a Jersey guy eating pork roll and cheese with a knife and fork? It's unheard of.
It's almost as bad as eating pizza with a knife and fork. Now, we're going to have a great deal more information coming from Gary O'Neill coming up in just seconds. But first, I want to share this information with you. It's 15 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. I get emails all the time from you saying, what is the name of that arthritis medicine that you talk about? What is the name of that again? Let me give it to you right now, and then be sure to write it down or go to the website and order it. Order it tonight, because tomorrow you're going to forget. All sorts of trouble with the kids and the grandkids. Forget it. Order it tonight. It's Flexmore. It's made by Highlands. Highlands.com. The medication is Flexmore. It's a wacky spelling. F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. The company is Highlands. H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. Highlands.com. Highlands.com. You say it three times on the radio. Highlands.com. And the product is Flexmore. This natural product, I take it twice a day, once in the morning, once at night. It's formulated differently for the morning and the night, just like mother's milk. It's formulated differently for the morning and the night, and it helps me get going in the morning and helps me get to sleep at night. It is a natural product made of natural ingredients, and it works. It takes away arthritis pain. It takes away those fingers you're squeezing right now. How's that feeling? Is that working for you, not doing anything for it? This is a way to help solve the problem. Again, I am so grateful that so many people have asked me about the arthritis medication that we share about on Sterling on Sunday. The name of it is Flexmore, and it's made by Highlands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. Highlands has an array of terrific natural products for a variety of ailments, but I like the ones for arthritis, and those are called Flexmore, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E. Highlands Flexmore medication will help you get rid of your arthritis pain.
Sterling on Sunday.
This morning I got in the shower alone, and I had an incredible experience. It was steamy. It was great. I had some time to myself. And I took out my Harry's razor. And I put on the best part to me, Harry's shaving cream. Harry's shaving cream is remarkable. It's unlike anything I've ever had before. It's a gel that turns into a cream. It's incredible. And it has a wonderful aroma. Then I started using my new Harry's razor blades. I've never experienced anything like this with a razor. My beard just melted off. It felt great. It's super smooth. It's fantastic. Go to Harry's.com. 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 You will love this experience. Get the new Harry's razor. Get the shaving cream. Enjoy your shower.
Live from an all-American laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Have you heard about the snowman turned vampire? He was frostbitten.
Oh, my God. These are horrible dad jokes.
I mean, this is crazy. Get rid of it.
Talking to Gary Arnell. Gary Arnell, our favorite Midnight Misfit. We share time with Gary because he's like a normal guy. And he just had a very special Father's Day. He went to a Jersey diner and ordered a pork roll and cheese with no hard roll because he's on keto diet. And I congratulate you. Now, how much have you lost on the keto diet?
I have been on it about 6 weeks.
Wow.
But let me just tell you this, Walter. When I, the first, like 6 days after I started it, I said, wow, I've lost a ton of weight. Get on the scale, and I only lost 4 pounds. So I have not been on the scale from 4 days after the beginning, about 6 weeks ago till now, because I don't want to see that I've only lost 7 pounds, because I feel like I've lost 20 pounds. But it's been working for me. And again, this morning, pork roll, cheese, no hard roll, big battle in the diner. But the Father's Day was great. All of my gifts, Walt, came from a dollar store. Now, I have an affinity for dollar stores.
We love them.
So what did I get? I got a battery-operated hair trimmer and eyebrow trimmer and also nose hairs. I'm not going to look at it any further, and I also got batteries. Yeah. I got toothbrushes because I love toothbrushes from a dollar store. My kids really hit it, man. And then they gave me some kind of moisturizer. Now, I don't know if there's a common theme through all of this, but when I see that they went to the dollar store, I absolutely loved it. I got a lot of great gifts today. It was fun.
Once you go to the dollar store, you realize that you're an idiot to go to any other store for toothbrushes and toothpaste.
Right.
And Dial soap. Dial soap, toothbrushes, toothpaste for a dollar. The only mistake you can make going to Dollar Tree is not going there first. Because if you go there after you've gone to a real store, you realize, my God,
absolutely,
I wasted a fortune. Now I have to talk to you about something very important, Gary. Gary and I recently went to a conference, a talk show conference, a talk show host conference. Now let's think about that for a minute. This is a room full of talk show hosts. And what does that mean? It means they're all always right. Everybody in that room is right. They were all related to Marconi. They all helped invent radio as we know it. And they have very clear opinions, and they all feel underserved. If they're doing a one-hour show, they don't know why it isn't two. If they're on 10 stations, they don't know why it isn't on 50. Whatever it is, they have this endless angst, this endless itch to get more. But what I want to know, Gary, is you were there long enough to engage other people in conversation about, about me. Did you hear anybody talking about Sterling on Sunday? Did you engage in any conversations about this show?
Well, one of the people that I spoke to about it was Greg Stocker at the home base, WPHT in Philly, and they love the show. And I also spoke to somebody, I'm trying to remember what market he was in, that was also there that loved it. But let me just tell you what they liked about it, Walter, and what my takeaway was, because we're going to talk radio for just a second here. Everybody at the Talkers Convention was you got to be entertaining. You got to entertain the audience. David Bernstein, the head of Talkers, says, you got intrinsic entertainment value. And everybody's preaching that up on the dais. But guess what, Walter? Most of the talk radio today is right back to the bashing of the Democrats or the Republicans. And the intrinsic entertainment value is nowhere to be found except on a couple of shows and on Sterling on Sunday. So whenever I spoke to anybody and, you know, proudly said, hey, I'm on with Walter every couple of weeks or whatever, they would ask me, what's the show about? I'd say, first and foremost, it's entertainment. Second of all, you can garner some information from it. And this is what you've been saying and others have been saying in this industry for a long time, Walter. And it is the absolute airwave of the future. But a lot of good things were said about you, but the traditionalists there, they preach, yeah, we can be funny, we can be entertaining, we have to know what the audience wants. But no, the minute you get on, it's those damn Democrats are horrible people. And That's what I heard. I heard a lot of good things about you. There was one guy who was complaining about you, but I'm not going to get into that right now.
Well,
that,
if they
that
complain,
was my takeaway from the whole convention.
If they complain about you, it means it's working.
You're right. It was a good thing. It was a
you
good
know,
thing. So.
It means you're working. Yeah. And the other thing is that the great Peter Bolger, who programmed more talk radio stations than any other human being and did something that happened in radio that never happens in radio, he actually retired on his own terms. He retired with money in the bank. He was the program director of WLS in Chicago. He put Sterling on Sunday on the air in WLS in Chicago the very first week. And then I did a number of shows from WLS in Chicago in a facility that was insane. I never saw a facility like this. Get a load of this, Gary. They have lighting at WLS in Chicago in each studio where you can adjust it not just to, you know, dimmer or brighter, but you can click another button that sets it for television lighting. If a camera crew comes in, the built-in lighting is perfect for a television camera. And then there was one other setting. It was like a disco setting. And it was wonderful. I'd go there, I'd do a show from there. It was such an honor, such a privilege. But Peter Bolger said to me, Walter, if they're not complaining, your show's failing.
Absolutely.
And because in any public medium, any awareness of your show, your magazine, your newspaper, your column, your book, any awareness of it at all is a miracle. It's a miracle. Look how many books Amazon has to sell. Look at how many radio stations are on the air in your city. Right now, just look at that dial, how many places you can go, and then throw in 150 channels of satellite radio. So if anybody knows anything about any given show, it's a miracle, and you're a
success. It is a miracle because, there's so much out there now. And, you know, you always make reference, Walter, and I know we're on the clock here, about radio being the original social media in this country. And from what I remember, radio also heralded something called intimacy. You know, us, the listener, the family, together. And I think today, more than ever, part of that intimacy is having a real conversation about people's lives and what went on during the day, what happened to the kid on the playground. And also, you know, you're throwing in a little current event. You want to satisfy the news talkers. But I think that today people are just overwhelmed with what we've gone through over the past couple of years. They still want the gravitas of you handling those stories, but they also want to be entertained, they want to be intrigued, and they want it to be relatable. That's my takeaway, and that's a lot that I've learned from both you and from David Bernstein and a whole bunch of other people.
But we're talking to Gary Arnell, who's a great talk show host and a great guest on our Midnight Misfit portion of Sterling on Sunday, about talking about current events and yelling at the Democrats and why I don't do it.
Yep.
There's a very specific reason I don't do it. It's this. There was one of the greatest broadcasters who ever lived, a man named Gene Shepard. And Gene Shepard wrote the movie A Christmas Story, and he narrated it. The Wonder Years TV show was mimicry of Gene Shepard's work. Well, Gene Shepard did something that you and I are not capable of. For 23 years on WOR in New York, when it was the number one station in New York, for 23 years, every night for 1 hour, he did a monologue. 5 days a week, he did a monologue. He never had a guest. He never took a phone call. He told a story. Every night, he told original stories. And in an interview, somebody said to him, why don't you ever talk about current events? Why don't you ever talk about the news of the day? You know what he said, Gary?
What was his answer?
It's too easy. And you know what? It's really easy to do that kind of show. It is slightly more challenging to do a show where you tell stories that come from an authentic place. That's
or
what
Walter,
I try to
do. Yeah, and I mean, I don't mean this to be a symposium on talk radio, but the truth of the matter is, doing that, doing the current events and doing the politics is easy. It's being entertaining. It's being relatable. It's doing that one-on-one connection with the audience. That is what is lacking. Listen to me complaining about this stuff in so many markets today, because everything is replicated from one station to the next, and so many of these stations are happy with the shares that they have, and there's a much bigger audience out there to be gotten. Walter, am I lecturing tonight? What the hell's going on here?
Thank you very much for being on Sterling on Sunday. I don't think it was lecturing. I found that fairly entertaining. I'm going to tell you an amazing story coming up in just seconds. Plus, we will have Vic Ferrari, who will tell us a great true detective story, retired New York City police detective, and the drive-through brew, the latest update of the latest episode of the drive-through brew. Am I having trouble speaking tonight? I don't think so. It wasn't until just now. I'm Walter M. Sterling, every Sunday night for 3 hours. Sterling on Sunday.
Let's go, go, go with Jukebox Gold.
Now back to America's favorite network radio program, Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday weather from Boston to La Jolla. This is Dr. Dave. And happy summer, everyone. Summer solstice begins officially at 11:32 p.m. this evening on the East Coast, with the longest day of the year as far as daylight is concerned tomorrow. Some of the heat wave seen out west will move to the northwest this week. Portland, Oregon, for example, will see 90s tomorrow, slightly cooler midweek, and then 90s again by late week and a high near 101 next Saturday. In contrast, thanks to a cold front moving through the Midwest, we'll see some very comfortable days midweek until the heat and humidity returns by next weekend. Omaha, Nebraska, for example, home of the College World Series this week, will see temperatures in the 80s, very pleasant tomorrow, and then heat and thunderstorms threat build back in later in the week. On the other hand, Fairbanks, Alaska, will see a wet week with showers and thunderstorms persisting, with daytime highs in the low to middle 70s. This is Dr. Dave Iser, staff meteorologist for Sterling on Sunday. Next weather at 6 and 36 past every hour, only on Sterling on Sunday.
This is J.J. Wilson with tonight's edition of Drive Through Brew. There's more than one way to tick off the manager of the drive-thru. Let's listen in as he and his young employee respond to a series of irritating scam calls.
I've got it. Drive-through brew.
Hello, my name is Fred, and I'm calling you because the warranty on your computer is set to immediately expire.
I don't have a stupid computer. Lousy crooks.
And then, a mere 30 seconds later...
Sheesh. Good morning, drive-through brew.
Hello, monsieur. I am very happy to tell you that you have won a free trip to La Belle France.
I'll send you on a free trip to Leavenworth.
And since bad things always come in threes...
I guess I'll get it. Drive through brew, this is Jake speaking.
Good morning. I'm calling for the committee to cancel plastic straws. Would
Wait,
you...
Nathan, is that you?
Yeah.
You bugger. Stay off the darn phone.
Who's Nathan?
That's my stupid younger brother. He's under house arrest right now and ain't got nothing much to do.
Will Jake's delinquent brother continue to harass the drive-thru crew? Well, listen next week when Jake says...
Hey, Nate, would you mind scamming us earlier in the day when we ain't so busy?
That's next time on Drive Thru Brew. Word Car speaking.
Slice of pie is $2.50. In Jamaica, a slice of pie is $1. And those are the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, that's terrible. Those are bad, bad jokes that we're just so thrilled to be able to share with you tonight. 38 past the hour, Midnight Misfits. If you don't belong, you belong here. Because... there's a group of us that no matter how we look presentable, no matter how normal we appear to be, we are in fact people who do not want to be with other people. And that's me, K. Can't say you relate to that, but I don't want to be with other people. My whole life has been spent being alone. And as a result, it's very interesting. I don't care what you think of me. I have never cared what you think of me. This has been true my whole life. I don't think it's arrogance. It sounds like arrogance, but it's not. It's just I don't have that chip that makes me want to be popular. The weird thing about working on the radio is that 99% of the time, a performer on the radio is in a room alone. And there's no visual clue that anybody's listening. There's no visual clue that management cares. You're just sitting in a room alone. That's what I always found to be the most desirable thing about being on the air, was that I could be on the air alone. And it would appear to be that I'm doing a very social act. What could be more social than being on the air? It's the opposite. And every single guy I know on the radio, yes, every single guy, every single woman I know who works on the radio is socially awkward. Off the air, they are socially awkward. They don't know how to have a normal conversation. They don't know how to look you in the eye. I'm certainly like that. And one of the reasons why I decided to stop wearing a suit and wingtip shoes and going to Brooks Brothers and to do a radio show was that I could stop going through the exhausting process of dealing with other people in the workplace. I do my show from the laundry room. I am in the laundry room right now. And I am surrounded by clothes. There's not another human being here. If I want to adjust the soundproofing, I hang up more clothes. It's great. And the people I get to work with, the privilege of working with James Montague and John Cole, is they're in another city. And we get along great because they're in another city. They don't have to look at me. They don't have to deal with me unless they want to. It's ideal. This is the best way for me to work. But as a result, I'm able to attract you, a midnight misfit. You're allergic to filling out forms. You're allergic to going to meetings. The worst thing for us is to work at a company where they say, well, you know, we're done with those Zoom meetings. No, the best thing to happen to me is now I do all of my business work on Zoom meetings. I don't have to go in person to any place. I love the Zoom meetings. And I have a much broader base of business contacts because, gee, I can go to South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, Europe, all in 10 seconds. It's fantastic. I love the Zoom meetings. I wish I had Zoom stock. Who knew? Who knew? You know, you figure FaceTime was there. That didn't catch on. The Zoom thing caught on. And now there are people like you who are saying, I'm not going back to the office. Why would I go back to an office? The need to go back to an office and a surefire sign that you're working for the wrong person is they say, well, now you need to come back to the office. Why? For a year we've been on Zoom. It's fine. It works fine. No need to commute. No need to invest in clothes. No need to waste gasoline. You sit at home in a comfortable chair and you go on the computer. I had a hell of a health week. Let me tell you about this. I went to the dentist. That's always fun. I had AFib. AFib, where it's your heart has an irregular rhythm. It's not a heart attack, but your heart has an irregular rhythm. I was in the emergency room for 6 hours. 6 hours where they tried to stabilize my heart rate. And wait, there's more. I had another problem that was even more terrifying. And you and I will share that coming up in just seconds. It's 43 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. My body changed recently. My body stopped being a source of pain and started to just feel normal. I no longer had pain every time I flexed my thumb or my fingers. It was a problem. It was a progressive problem. It was a mild form of arthritis, but arthritis doesn't get better. It needs help to get better, and that's where I came to Flexmore Medicine. Flexmore Medicine is a natural homeopathic medicine designed to end the pain of arthritis. It's made by Hylands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. In my case, I used Flexmore Medicine, F-L-E-X-M-O-R-E, Flexmore Medicine.
It did an incredible thing after using it for about a month. It took away my arthritis pain. That was my experience. Yours might not be the same. Why not find out? What do you have to lose? You're carrying around that pain. You don't need it. You don't need it. Go to Hylands, H-Y-L-A-N-D-S. Look for Flexmore Arthritis Medicine.
Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Walter Sterling, and I've been telling you about Harry's and how they are not like other razor companies. Harry's is delivering their sharpest blade ever right now, and they aren't raising prices. These new blades are so sharp that in a study with men shaving four times a week, they reported that the new Harry's blade on their eighth shave is as smooth as the first. Harry's owns a German factory that's been honing razor blades for over 100 years. They source their steel from Sweden and own the entire manufacturing process from research to the factory floor. This allows them to keep prices low. They have a great introductory offer that I want you to take advantage of right now at harrys.com. It's all you need for a great shave. For $5, that's right, $5, and free shipping, you will receive a weighted rubberized handle, 5-blade razor cartridge, foaming gel, and travel blade cover. Go to harrys.com, and get the $5 kit.
Live from the laundry room, it's Sterling on Sunday.
Two cannibals are sitting around eating a clown. The one looks at the other and says, "Does this taste funny to you?"
Waka waka.
You're a dinosaur, Sipowitz.
I'm a dinosaur.
You jeopardize that collar because it sticks in your throat on first grade.
It sticks in my throat, how you got it?
Every white guy in the department with second grade thinks he should have gotten my grade promotion. Half of you guys think I got it on my back.
Hey, Walter, let me tell you a couple of great stories I'm working on. So cops, especially NYPD cops, by far have the worst diets. The average cop consumes more processed meats, coffee, soda, and Chinese food in a week than your average sumo wrestler. I once worked with a guy that we used to call TikTok because he could go off at any time. Now, TikTok's diet was terrible. It consisted of pizza, Jamaican beef patties, and the guy used to drink between 8 and 12 cups of coffee a day. The guy was an idiot savant who could do the New York Times crossword puzzle while simultaneously answering questions on Jeopardy and be right about 90% of the time. So anyway, one time TikTok is rolling around on the floor in our office begging for help. We go, "What's wrong? What's wrong? My stomach. I don't know what's wrong. I'm in so much pain." So we thought he was having an appendicitis attack. So we threw him in a radio car and we drove him over to the hospital. So while he's at the hospital, the doctor's asking him all the standard questions about what did you eat, blah, 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 blah. Finally, the doctor says, "What was the last time you had a bowel movement?" So TikTok looks up to the ceiling and goes, "About a week." Stunned, the doctor drags him in the back. They call a code, and I don't know if they gave him suppository or Roto-Rooter or whatever they did to get whatever was in him out, but they did, and they got rid of whatever his intestinal blockage. Another time, one morning, myself and several precinct cops stopped by this filthy hole-in-the-wall diner on Webster Avenue. Now, the place was a filthy dump, but in the burnt-out South Bronx, it was the only port in the storm. So the four of us slid into a booth and started making small talk. And, you know, looking at the menu, one of the cops said, "You know, every time I get a whiff of their coffee, I got to take a dump." Now, everybody at the table started to laugh because of the diner's reputation of extra strong Java. So without hesitation, our waitress walks by and just snaps, "You should try working here." So those are a couple of stories about cops' diets from my new book, NYPD, Law and Disorder.
Thank you, James V. Thank you, James V, who has requested a Midnight Misfit membership. And you find that at waltersterlingshow.com, Walter Sterling Show. And his message says, "Every former radio talent who describes their radio days as though it was like getting paid to go to recess. I do as well. He worked in Jacksonville, Orlando, Macon, and Atlanta. My Sunday night routine includes your show." And that is the highest praise that somebody in radio ignores every problem with this show and still listens. Thank you, James V. I'd say your last name, but you didn't give me permission to do that. And I follow the rules. I'm known for following the rules. That's actually what I'm known for. It's 50 minutes past the hour. You and I are driving across the country on 18-wheelers and the four-wheelers. This is the best time of day to drive. But I was shocked when Dr. Dave said, "Tomorrow is the longest day of the year." Already? We've already hit the longest day of the year? This is the most popular vacation month. Most people go on vacation in June. let me share with you my special health week. All right, so I told you that I had AFib. I was in the emergency room for 6 hours to stabilize my heart. And they have no, you know what that is? It's where your heart has an irregular rhythm, not a heart attack, just has an irregular rhythm. And they don't know why. They don't know what causes it. And the only thing they can do to stop it is they're like some blood pressure medicine and drink lots of water. I look at the fancy cardiologist and I say, that's the best you can do is drink lots of water? You're the board certified fancy cardiologist and the cure for this is drink more water. Okay, I'll do that fine. But here's the one. Last weekend, I was at the Talkers Radio Conference on Long Island, hosted by Michael Harrison, a dear friend of mine and the show, who's always been good to me. And Michael Harrison had this event. He had me on the stage next to the big shots. I was on stage with the big shots. Now, when I go on stage with the big shots, what do? I wear a suit, I wear black shoes, and a tie. Because I know how you're supposed to look as a big shot. Right before I went there, when I was still at home, I went to the dry cleaner. I got my suit. I didn't unwrap it. I just saw there was something blue under the plastic wrap. I grab it. I drive to New York. That morning, I'm at the hotel. And I go to take a shower, and there's no hot water. Problem number one. Therefore, I didn't shave. I didn't bother to shave. Problem number two, I unwrap the suit, and it's not a suit. It's a navy blue sports jacket with plastic buttons like it's a rental. It's not my sports jacket. I have on black pants because I thought I'd have a suit, so I had on my black pants. And now a navy blue jacket, a fashion no-no if there ever was one. And, oh, gee, it's not my jacket. I put all of this on, and I had no shoes. I had sneakers. I had no shoes because I had a pair of shoes that had long ago stopped fitting me. It never occurred to me that as you age, your feet can get bigger. I figured they stop getting bigger when you're 14. Well, I'm past 14, and they've grown a whole size in the past 2 years. Now I have bigger feet. I can't fit into those shoes, and I finally gave up. I threw them away. Now I had a pair of sneakers. I get on the pair of sneakers, which was no easy task, and I go out amongst my people. But I had a problem. I had a cyst on the bottom of my foot. I thought, and I'm limping, and it gets worse and worse, and people are going to get me food. People are going to get me snacks because I couldn't walk. And it was bad. It was like a bad, painful cyst. All right, fine. Now I go to see my primary care physician because I wanted him to do something about this cyst. It was killing me. This was 3 days ago. Now I'm home. I go see the primary care physician. The primary care physician, who is one of these highly directive physicians who tells me what to do, will not participate in the Google debate. It would never occur to me to say to him, well, you know, when I looked this up on Google, it said this. I would never say that to him. He'd kill me. He'd fire me. There I am in his office, and I say, well, did you look at this? I got to get rid of this cyst. What do I do? And he looks at it, and he looks at it, and he looks at it, and he says, this is not a cyst. This is an infection. And you're going to go to the podiatrist up on the third floor of this building, and he's going to see you. And son of a gun, if my primary care physician did something none of them ever do, he picked up the phone, called the podiatrist, and said, you are going to see my patient. And they did. I go up to the podiatrist. I'm limping into the podiatrist's office, and he looks at this, and he goes, this is bad. I had a nasty infection in the bottom of my foot that I thought was a benign cyst. This was not benign. He gives me a bunch of antibiotics. He says, can you take antibiotics? I said, yes, I can take antibiotics. I don't know where this myth came that somehow or another I'll cause trouble by taking antibiotics. So I got the antibiotics, and he did what he had to do to clean up the infection. Okay, I thought that was quite enough, and it doesn't hurt anymore, and it's healing nicely, and thank you very much for calling. No, it gets worse. Well, the doctors talked to each other, and what the podiatrist did not tell me, but he told my primary care physician. He says he almost had gangrene. He was about to lose his foot. Lesson here, it's rarely assist. It's usually much worse. Oh, God. So I will share with you the progress of this nonsense. But that was just like 10% of my health week. I will survive because, God darn it, I am on a mission from God to do this radio show. I love doing this show. I hope you enjoy it. I'd love to do it five nights a week. Wouldn't that be fun for both of us? Get the sort of escape we deserve. And we'd be able to talk to Gary Arnell whenever we want. And we'll have mystery voices and prizes. Be pretty special. All right. I have an email. It's WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. If you have any advice for me on how I can do this show better or things you hate about the show, I want to hear it. And I have a website where you can sign up to be a midnight misfit because you don't belong anyplace else but here. But boy, do you belong here. The name of the website is Walter Sterling Show. Walter Sterling Show. And my email is WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And I thank Jim Gracie, the program director of KDKA, and my friends in Albany, thank you, and WFOB in Maine. We have a great lineup, don't we? Thank you very much. The greatest gift you and I can be given is a request for help.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday, all right? Right. Stay bright.